Jill Baden, who is part of the Close Campsfield campaign. I think many of us realize the connection between poverty and injustice and refugees. Jill is going to tell us a little bit about the refugees who are stuck so near to us in Campsfield.
One thing I want to start off with is how we treat refugees in this country. History shows that refugees have never been welcomed here. They've always had a struggle. And now it's even harder. How do we treat people when they come here as refugees wanting help and support? We don't give them proper legal representation. We treat them as though they're liars and criminals and cheats. We put them in detention and we remove them to unsafe countries. Zimbabwe is in the news at the moment, but there are many other countries which are unsafe. Sudan, Darfur, for example, we are still removing people there. The Democratic Republic of the Congo has had 3 million people killed in 5 years, and we are sending people back to their deaths in that country. Liberia is another one. There are many countries which Amnesty and the UNHCR tell our government are unsafe, and our government carries on sending people back there. You may know there's a new Immigration Act on the cards. It's at its second reading stage at the moment. And the main plank is that in future, nobody will get permanent refugee status here. That's the thing of the past. Anybody lucky enough to cross all the hurdles and get refugee status will only have it for 5 years. And after that, they will have their case reviewed and quite likely be returned if their country state is different. The government and many of the population here are welcoming the fact that we are having less people applying for asylum. This country should be ashamed of its record of taking so few of the world's refugees. Many of the poorer countries of the world with far less resources take far, far more refugees than we do, and the statistics are a disgrace. The press lauds the fact that the numbers of asylum seekers are reducing and that the numbers of people being removed is increasing. Even today, what you might call asylum airlines has been mooted in the press that the government with four other European countries, Spain, Italy, Germany and France, are chartering planes which will tour those countries, picking up nationals from a particular destination and taking them round to those countries. They say it will be cheaper and more efficient. I want to say something about removals, because many people in Campsfield are removed, which is another word for deported, in a very unpleasant way. This is what happens. Private security firms have the contracts for removing people. At the moment, Securicor are the people who function from Campsfield. Previously, it was Wackenhut. They make private profits out of a disgraceful behaviour. Sometimes people are taken for removal before their asylum case is finished. Sometimes they are so fearful of removal that they self-mutilate or even attempt suicide. We've had cases of that recently, in the last week. If detainees say they are refusing to be removed, they are taken often by 3, 4, 7, 8 escorts in a van to the airport, handcuffed behind. Sometimes their legs are tied together. And often the reports that come to us tell us that they are abused racially and sometimes even physically in the vans. When they get to Heathrow, the escorts try to get them onto planes at all costs, often dragging them up the steps. People have had bones broken, had the flesh pulled off their wrists. I've seen it myself back in Campsfield. And what often happens now is that the captain of the plane sees the beatings, the disgraceful behaviour that these people are undergoing, and refuses to have them on board. And so they get brought back to Campsfield. And I have the cynical view that the reason the government are proposing to charter planes is because sending them on commercial airlines is becoming less and less successful. I think BA are one of the only airlines still taking detainees, refugees, back to their original countries when they are refusing to go. We know there have been beatings, people kicked, beaten, dislocations, broken bones, head injuries, people heads banged on the floor, and this happens to women as well as men, women from Jarlswood. Complaints about this never really succeed in coming to any fruitful result. One last point. My experience of working with refugees and trying to get them out of detention, bailed or on temporary admission so that they can live in the community, is that the government now operate in such a way that it's almost impossible to be a genuine asylum seeker. I sometimes go to court with people when they have their appeal, and over again their story is told, often of prison and torture, and the immigration judge says, "You have no proof of this. Prove it. The burden of proof is on you. Otherwise, I don't find your story credible. You're a liar." And this is happening in so many cases. It is an utter disgrace. So please, please, everybody, speak up for refugees. Don't let the gutter press and the government have a voice that's louder than yours. Thank you.